Red Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci, and you're about to listen to a Q&A session from the Young Audience Film Day, at the end of which the 2015 EFA Young Audience Award was given in Erfurt, Germany, decided by a young audience aged between 12 and 14, simultaneously in 25 different countries. This is the Q&A of the film The Invisible Boy, where the young audience from Erfurt, Germany asks screenwriter Stefano Sardo about the movie shortly after the screening of the film.
Well, the first question about the budget. How much money did you invest in the film? Well, how much cost it?
8 million euros, which is 1 minute of The Guardian of the Galaxy, basically.
Is there a sequel planned? A second?
Yes, we're writing it right now.
So, what was your inspiration to write the film?
We wanted to try and create a European superhero, because usually superheroes come from the US, and we asked ourselves, why can't we try to invent one and make a film for the kids? Because in Italy we never do film for the kids, so we wanted to try to do something different, something that our industry never does. And one other thing is that our producer has 3 children, so he couldn't never show his films to his children, because they weren't adapted to kids. So he wanted to make a film for his kids, and he asked us to create a superhero, and he said, let's make it invisible, because it's going to cost more, less, you know?
The second child, in the end, who was that?
It's his twin sister, Natasha, and she's going to be important in the sequel.
The production process. So how long did it take you from writing the story until finishing shooting, and also how many days you had for shooting?
We wrote this 5 years ago, but we couldn't find a director because nobody seems to be the perfect director for this in Italy, because we never did this before. So it took a while to convince Gabriele, which was enthusiastic about the project, but he was busy on other films. So we had to wait him to get free and finally participate to the movie. When he agreed to the movie, since he won an Oscar, it went quite fast. It was quite fast to get money for this. I mean, not to make it. In the beginning, we decided to shoot it in Ireland and to shoot it in English. We tried that hypothesis. We even casted Irish child, but then we went back to the original idea, which was to have an Italian superhero. So after that, we went in pre-production, and we shot for 13 weeks. Meanwhile, we wrote a novel out of the book, which went very well in Italian libraries next Christmas, and also a graphic novel which tells the story of the prequel. So it turned out into a sort of cross-media project. The difficult thing is that we have to shoot each time that it is invisible, we had to shoot every sequence 4 times, because you need, this is, so it would turn out to be that the invisible power wasn't the most cheap one to invent.
So is there going to be a German release of the film? Do you know about that?
I don't know yet. I don't know of any distribution contract so far. Hopefully, in the future.
Well, they would like it if they could see it in Germany.
So maybe.
So what do you think when the second film will be ready?
The best schedule would be to start shooting next January, and so eventually it's going to be ready next. Not this Christmas, the next one.
What went wrong? Any catastrophes while shooting that things got broken or?
No, not catastrophes, but we shot in Trieste, which is in the far east of Italy, and it's famous for its wind, the Bora, which can blow up to 50 kilometers. So very powerful wind, and there's one sequence in which Michele is bicycling by the sea, and he almost went down by the sea because he couldn't stop. And the wind was very strong, even when Stella is climbing up the tower, the iron tower. That was very dangerous. So we had a lot of problem with the wind.
How many people were involved in the production?
The crew was quite huge. I think I don't remember, but I would say around 100 people.
Die 100 Leute haben da mitgewirkt. Also schon
maybe a little less. Team. Maybe I'm exaggerating because I'm a screenwriter. So.
Concerning the talented children, so Brando, who could play tennis, or Stella as a gymnast, were they casted because they could play tennis?
No.
Or did they train afterwards?
They train, and they actually they're not very good in that. So Stella was all wired with, you know, in order to create that acrobacy, and Brando can just play a little tennis. At the beginning, the first idea was to make Brando the protagonist, and then after the first casting, we all thought that Ludovico was absolutely the protagonist, but he didn't win at the first round.
That was one question concerning the effects. When they had the flashback in this Russian, where the special people are, and with this the golf ball was going around where the person. How was that done? Do you know that?
Post-production with the CGI.
Was the main actor in trouble while being nude on set?
A bit, but it wasn't. He didn't shoot. Naked. He had like a small pants of the color of the skin, and then his nudity was recreated in post-production. Of course, it was. We know we would have been embarrassed, but sometimes, you know, your age is quite embarrassing because you discover your body and you discover a new thing and you're changing. And we were thinking that if somebody has the power of becoming invisible, the second problem, the first problem is how can I dress? Because of course, you would see dress and then you would lose your power. So we wanted to be loyal to his power, so he had to be naked.
Mm-hmm. So he's very much interested in the working process on set, whether the people get, because there were so many, whether they got along or whether they had fights or was it fun most of the time.
For the kids?
Not for the entire crew, but I think especially for the kids might be interesting.
The kids had to rehearse for 3 months, like with the stuntman, which is a very talented stuntman who worked with the Gladiator, Ridley Scott, etc. Because they had to act naturally, even if they plugged in wire and crossing, jumping over an empty space. So they had a lot of fun in trying that, and of course. One side was fun, and the other side was, you know, wearing the green suit for being invisible, or even the black plastic suit. So his superhero costume was very itchy for him, and he didn't really like it. But they had fun because they do something fantastic for once, you know, and so they had a lot of fun. There was not fight. I mean, it was a kind of a funny experience for all of them. And also for the Valeria Golino and Fabrizio Mettivoglio, they had a lot of fun because they never got to do this.
She's asking about the guy in the beginning who was itching the image
the wall,
of Trieste and the wall.
Yeah. He's a psychic. He's one of the we call the special ones. We can see him again in the Russian flashback when he opened boxes. They find him before the beginning of the film. The division find him, so catch him and bring him back in, and using this little sock that the child has lost years ago, they can track, somehow they can track the child. So they see where he is, but they don't know who he is. So this is why they start to kidnap other kids. They try to kidnap special kids, so kidnap mathematics genius and then tennis champion and then a gymnastic champion because they think Michele is super but is kind of the loser of the class.
You have been listening to the Q&A session of the film The Invisible Boy with its screenwriter Stefano Sardo from the Young Audience Film Day, at the end of which the 2015 EFA Young Audience Award was given. And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.